SSL final whistle has been blown here at the Armagh Road Grounds, and it has finished Crumlin United 2, Letterkenny Rovers 1. When I was with you just before half-time, Crumlin were in a deserved 2-0 lead through goals on 21 and 38 minutes from Alan McGrail. Rovers may regret those concession of two soft goals in that opening period as they put in a powerhouse performance in the second half. Crumlin did have the better of the changes in the early part of the second half and came closest when Conor Murphy hit the bar straight after half time. But from then on in, Letterkenny proved dominant and got a grip on proceedings, and they were denied what looked like a clear penalty on 70 minutes when Darren McIlwain was brought down by the Crumlin goalkeeper after an incisive ball from Kevin McGrath. Everybody around the ground thought that referee Declan Troy was going to point the penalty spot, but he remarkably waved play on. Rovers then, on 72 minutes, had the best chance to get back into the game when somehow BJ Banda missed from 3 yards out with a header. BJ, the scorer of the goal that won Harps promotion back in 2015, really had a simpler chance today, but somehow he headed the ball wide. Rovers were dominant in the last 15 and 16 minutes, with Crumlin happy to sit in and just hit on the break. But Rovers did get one back then on 92 minutes when Conor Tourish moved into midfield. He put an incisive through ball through to Declan Sharkey, and he rifled past Quinn in the Crumlin goal. The referee did indicate there would be 5 minutes of added time. He only played 2 minutes and 47 seconds, which led to some ire amongst the Rovers contingent on the sidelines, particularly combined with the earlier penalty appeal that most people in the ground thought that should have been awarded. But honour and defeat for Rovers, lots of positives to take after a bad couple of weeks. They've lost to Derry City Reserves and Hearts Reserves in the league. They've relinquished their lead at the top of the Ulster Senior League to Cockhill Celtic, who defeated Bonnygee today. But next up for Rovers and is next Sunday when they host Cockhill in Lakeview Park. But although it's defeat today, Crumlin have won the competition 4 times in the last 10 years. It was always going to be a difficult task, but they'll go up the road, you know, with looking ahead now to next Sunday with some positives after what has been a poor few weeks. So final score here at the Armagh Grounds is Crumlin 2, Letterkenny Rovers 1, and they bow out of the Intermediate Cup at the last 16 stage, but they are still in the FAI Cup. The draw for that, where they could meet Crumlin again, will be held in late March.